What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Now, well, sadly, we've got to move on with a bit more of this ghastly crime wave we're all enduring. It's just getting worse. You've now got this situation with this debate ongoing across the nation. You've now got these little offenders. There's a real swagger. There's a real swagger now, and there's an uptick in the merciless aspects of these attacks, not just the brutality, but the humiliation that's actually visited upon their victims, when not only are they down and copping kicks, they spat on as well. And this is becoming more and more what we're hearing about. And here's another example of what we seemingly are required to put up with indefinitely, because there's been no effective intervention in this explosion in absolutely brutal and disgusting behaviour in our midst. Listen to this. This is from the Cairns Post. Yesterday, a woman in her late 60s is among a strip of business traders in Manura being terrorised by a group of children who have repeatedly threatened to bash and rape her. The young people, whose age range is estimated at between 8 and 13, they're between 8 and 13 years of age, repeatedly threatening to bash and rape this 60-year-old businesswoman. It is just beyond belief. And they've been shoplifting, they're breaking windows, they're threatening workers for 2 weeks now. Now, the businesses, most of whom have been in the strip for more than a decade, said they had never experienced anything like it. And the behaviour was escalating. Workers and business owners on P Street near the corner of Reservoir Road, about 10 minutes from the city centre, told the Cairns Post they feel terrorised by the group of youths, with many retail stores now locking their doors during the day or closing earlier to avoid being targeted. The core group of alleged offenders features about 4 males, although it sometimes swells to more significant numbers. And a shop worker in her late 60s from the area said several young males from the group, aged between 10 and 13, had been regularly threatening her with rape. Takes your breath away, doesn't it, what's going on? And, you know, I just wonder if the police are being restrained from taking effective action, because there's so many confusing laws that apply in these particular matters. Largely, a lot of it, I seem, is seemingly under the influence of political correctness in recent years. It says here, Andrew Nakovic, the owner of the card design business Cardzilla, said 8 young people, including the core group of 4, tried to force their way into his store that same afternoon, but he chased them off. Now, Cardzilla is one of several retail businesses that told the Cairns Post they started locking their doors during the day in the last 2 weeks since the incidents began, leaving customers to knock on the door to get in. And on Monday afternoon, a worker from another store said that the group number had swelled to 13. That one of them smiled at her as he left the business with stolen goods before spitting in her face. One elderly business owner who didn't want to be identified said she'd had her business for nearly 20 years, but for the first time she was now locking her retail shop doors during business hours after the group came into her shop. And the youngest member crawled along the floor so they could take money from the till. She said the youngest member looked about 8 years old and had broken into her business through the back door to throw items at her. I won't go on with it. It's just so depressing. I've got Andrew on the line here somewhere. There he is, Andrew Nakovic. He's the co-owner of Cardzilla. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Oh, look, I'm all right. You're struggling out there like so many hundreds of other people, even possibly thousands in our cities, just struggling from a nightmare that seems to have no end.
Yeah, we're battling through, obviously. We're trying to run a business, and same with the other businesses, just trying to create a service. But obviously these little kids coming through, creating havoc. So there's got to be a bit of justice, or a little bit of responsibility, I think, taken from the parents at some stage.
Is it getting worse?
We've had no issues for about 10 years, but I could feel it 2 or 3 weeks ago escalating. Nothing's happening to these kids. It's continuing. They're getting more brazen, breaking windows in front of staff. A lot of staff, a lot of businesses scared to speak out, but something needs to change from the family, more police. We know about all the issues with not enough staff in the police force. They do a fantastic job, but they can only do what they can do.
Well, they also can only do what they're allowed to do, and this is becoming an issue too, because the two little Japanese girls who had the daylights belted out of them by these kids last Sunday week, they went back to Japan 2 or 3 days ago, and you can imagine what they're going to report back in Japan. But when they arrived at them, when they were taken to hospital for treatment for their injuries, according to one person I talked to a couple of days ago, they said, oh, how do we contact the police? And they said, don't contact the police because they can do nothing. And I just keep wondering if indeed that's the perception out there, it is going to get immeasurably worse.
Yeah, I think it is. But there needs, obviously, it's the 3 or 4-pronged attack. The parents need to be held responsible, whether they're on social security and part of that payment gets taken off of them if their kids are offending or repeat offending. We need to get more police numbers. We've got a fantastic facility down the road, just opened that $3.2 million police station, but there's not enough police that can actually man it. It's the best place police station in the state, but it's no good having the building with nobody in there. Mm. But I also understand, you know, we can't even charge kids under the age of 10 because apparently they don't know what they're doing, but they're watching their brother and sister repeat offending. So, a number of issues happening there.
8-year-olds. And, of course, the imbeciles that put this legislation together say, oh, they don't know right from wrong when they're 8 years of age. Can you believe that mentality? I've got to deliver even worse news. There's a very potent group in Brisbane now saying, oh, this is unfair to children under 14. Yep. We've got to elevate the age of responsibility to 14, meaning kids under 14 won't even be able to be interrupted virtually, effectively, by police action because they will be deemed under the age of reason. I mean, these are the people who control our destiny, making up plans like this, which would make it immeasurably worse up here.
It's very scary if that's the case. But, they need to be held responsible, all the parents. As I said, you know, potentially they're coming from broken homes and that's another whole kettle of fish, another issue. But there needs to be some consequences back on those parents to keep those kids at home, to make them go to school. No use rewarding them for going to school. We need to be pulling stuff off them if they're not sending them to school to be educated.
Gee, Andrew, you've spoken very powerfully today. I appreciate this, and I'm sure a lot of listeners do too. Thank you.
No problem, John. I think we're just all a bit fed up with it. And again, your political correctness, these people, they just haven't been attacked or been put in the situation we have. So
that's it.
I think once they've been, perpetrated or offended, then they might change their mind.
Yeah, one would hope.
Yeah.
Andrew, thank you for this. That's Andrew Nakovic. He's the co-owner of Cardzilla.